Welcome back to the Press Box and our first show of 2026. As always, my host, the great one, the Hall of Famer, as I like to call him, Dave Buzzy Baker, Buzz 2026.
Happy New Year, Gino, and Happy New Year to all of you out there in racing land, as they say. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by BristNet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. All right, so if we're going to start things out for the first time in 26, let's start things out with a big one, and it's the Pegasus World Cup.
You know, Buzzy, it's the 10th running of the Grade 1 $3 million Pegasus World Cup Invitational down at Gulfstream Park. It's gone through a lot of changes and alterations through the years, but no doubt it has attracted some top individuals throughout the 10-year previous nine, and really the field for this 10th is really top-notch. And I really think it's helped keep some horses around to run as older horses as well, Buzzy. And this is an outstanding field, maybe not as good as the Breeders' Cup Classic, as deep maybe, but also has some really talented horses in it. And it's going to be a very good betting race, I think.
Absolutely. That's what we wanted to hear. And looking at your online preview, you point first and foremost at a Godolphin homebred poster.
You know, this horse, Buzzy, is 20-1 in the morning line.
And
And I really think that is a amazing thing. A son of Munnings, trained by Ian Hardy and going to be ridden by Junior Alvarado, who's getting them out because Flavian Pratt is moving on to another mount here in this race. But, you know, Poster came flying in his last race and just got nipped at the wire, coming from well off the pace. And you know, Buzzy, I think having a race like that to prep you for the Grade 1 Pegasus World Cup is a good thing. Ian Hardy is believe me, he's a really an outstanding trainer. Gets a lot of winners. He's, you know, his win percentage is one of the best in the country. This is a horse that won the first starts of his career, with two of those on turf. And then he went to the Grade 2 Remsen as a two-year-old. And then he went on to run on the Kentucky Derby Trail with a third in the Sam F. Davis, a fourth in the Jeff Ruby. The Ruby, of course, over the Tapita. But he missed the Triple Crown races, had an eight-month layoff and came back, and then, you know, he's been on the grass and been on other surfaces. Gets the dirt here in this one, 20-1. But the big change here that I wanted to point out is Poster is going to get the blinkers for the first time. Now, I'm not a big fan of putting an equipment change in a Grade 1 race, but I really think the blinkers are really outstanding addition to this horse. If he sharpens up any and improves any off that last race, at 20-1, I think he's an include. I'm not saying he is the favorite. Not saying you should bet him across the board to win. I mean, to win only. But I think he's worthy of mention in here against the stack field that's going to be led by 8-5 favorite and Brad Cox's own Disco Time.
Well, of course it will. And who do you expect that primary competition to be for Poster?
Well, Disco Time is 5-5, and, you know, undefeated in those races that span 13 months. He's been a heavy favorite in each of those races, beginning with a maiden victory, then in an allowance he won twice at Churchill Downs in 24, ending the two-year-old year, and then he raced from last to win the LeCompte Stakes by a neck. You know, this is a horse that was sidelined as well after that, missed the Triple Crown races. But this is a horse that I think has really been prepping well over at Payson Park. 8-5 is a little short for me. He's getting Flavian Pratt jumping off of Poster, moving over to Disco Time. I think he's a horse you've got to use, but he's not the horse, and he's not even the horse from the Brad Cox barn that I'll be using most.
Lay it on me, brother.
Tappan Street, 6-1 in the morning line, a son of Into Mischief. Trained by Mr. Cox, going to be ridden by Louis Saez. Tappan Street, Buzzman, is the last horse to beat Sovereignty. He beat Sovereignty in the Florida Derby, came to Louisville, was prepping for the Kentucky Derby, came up with a serious leg-foot issue that required some significant time off. I thought the horse that scared me the most, and you know I was a huge Sovereignty fan,
yeah,
was Tappan Street. Tappan Street is just so, you know, multidimensional. He can go out. He can grab the lead early. He doesn't necessarily want to do that or have to do that, but he can stalk and lay a little bit closer to the pace. You know, he came back to win an allowance race against the field of six that was open to older horses as a 1-10 favorite, and he comes in here off of prep. I think he's just going to – he's such an outstanding-looking individual, big, strong, strapping, son of into mischief, best sire in the world right now. Tappan Street, 6-1 morning line. I think he'll go down from there, Buzz, but my top three are going to be Tappan Street. I'm going to use him long, early and often, and I'm going to use him with Disco Time and my big long shot, Poster, 20-1 for Ian Hardy, the Godolphin stable, getting Junior Alvarado. I want to say this about Junior before we close here, Buzz. This guy rode Cody's Wish. He rides Sovereignty. When I said Sovereignty lost to Tappan Street in the Florida Derby last year, which he did, Junior Alvarado was injured and didn't get to ride that race. He came back and rode him in the Kentucky Derby, and he's ridden him ever since. He's undefeated since. He fits Sovereignty so great. But Junior Alvarado is so under-recognized in the jockey colony. And in the public's eye, Junior Alvarado is one great rider. So I'm using those three in my exacta box. I've got Disco Time, the favorite, but I'm also going with Tappan Street, who I like across the board. And then I'm going to throw Poster in there in my exotic wagers.
Okay, so you can get all of Gene's picks on this snowy Saturday, and you can go ahead and just stay right where you are and not be affected at all. You can get those at the PressBoxLTS.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean here is hoping that you all just hunker down at the lake, have a great weekend, and especially this weekend, first of 2026, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my great friend. I look forward to seeing you soon. I know you got a basketball game that's going to be moved up early on Saturday morning, this morning. And, you know, Buzzman, I hope you get that job completed and the our Wildcats can overcome and yet another injury and post another victory on this road to success.
Who knows? Who knows where? All right.
Right.
Love you, man. Take care. Have a great weekend.
Tell the lovely Donna these.
Yes.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
And my best. To the gorgeous Leanne.
That sounds great, my friend. Yoo-hoo! See
you,
my
buddy.
Friend.
All right,
take care, buddy. All right.